Cornelius Vanderbilt, the man who became one of the richest people in the USA.
My first success in business was with ferries and steamships. I bought many lines and opened new ones. I then did the same with railways. I became one of the richest businessmen in the history of the USA. My family came from the Netherlands to New York, USA, in 1650. I was born on Staten Island, which is close to Manhattan, the main island of New York City. I left school when I was 11 years old. I went to work with my father, who had his own ferry business between Staten Island and Manhattan. I collected money from passengers and did other small jobs. In 1810, when I was 16 years old, I bought my own sailing boat and started my own ferry. I took passengers and goods between Staten Island and Manhattan. In 1812, a war started between the USA and the British. During the war, the Army used my ferry to deliver goods along the Hudson River. I made enough money to get married and start a family. In 1813, I married Sophia Johnson. We were together for 55 years and had 13 children. I had to work hard for my family. I continued with my own ferry business and worked with other companies too. In 1817, Tom Gibbons asked me to be the captain of his steamship and then his business manager. I had to learn quickly, so I watched and I listened. I learned that the most important thing in business is to make good decisions. In 1818, when I was 24, I decided to expand our business. Aaron Ogden owned the only steamship company that could work on the Hudson River. I wanted to stop this monopoly. In 1824, in an important legal case, we won the right to start a steamship business along the Hudson River. When Tom Gibbons died in 1826, I worked for his son for a few years. Then I bought his business and opened several new ferry services too. In 1834, I tried to stop another monopoly, a steamship line between New York City and Albany. I started the People's Line to compete with this monopoly. In the end, my competitors paid me a lot of money to close the People's Line. I was happy, because now I had the money to invest in some exciting new opportunities. In the 1830s, many factories were built in the New York area. The factory owners needed to deliver goods to other parts of the country and abroad. And the workers needed to travel longer distances from home to their work. It was also a time when many people were leaving Europe. These people wanted to move to the USA and to find new opportunities. And they all needed cheaper, faster transport to travel to the USA and within the country. I decided to invest in railways and new steamship lines. And when the gold rush started in California in 1849, I was ready. I had the fastest and cheapest trains and ships to take the gold back to New York City. After a trip to Europe with my family in my steamship, the North Star, I decided to start a steamship business across the Atlantic. My biggest competitors were the Cunard Line and the Collins line. I had the fastest ships and the lowest prices. Cunard and Collins couldn't compete with me, and they had to close their lines. In 1861, the American Civil War started. The Unionists from the north of the country were fighting against the Confederates from the south of the country. I gave my biggest ship, the Vanderbilt, to the Unionists. I sold or lent them most of my other ships, too. Trains were becoming more and more popular, so I decided to expand my railway business. In 1862, I bought the New York and Harlem Railroad. In 1864, I bought the Hudson River Railroad. And in 1867, I bought the New York Central Railroad. I asked my oldest son, Billy, to manage the Staten Island Railroad, which I started in 1851. Billy did a wonderful job, and I asked him to manage all of my railway lines. Unfortunately, in 1868, my wife died, and I felt very lonely. I went to Canada for a while to stay with some relatives. I married my second wife, Frank Armstrong Crawford, in Ontario in 1869. I was happy again, and I had many new business plans. In 1869, I bought the railway line from New York to Chicago and started to build Grand Central Depot, the station where all my railway lines ended in New York City. The station was finished in 1871, and in 1876, I bought the Canada Southern Railway Company. In 1873, I also gave $1 million to open a new university in Nashville, in the south of the USA. It was called Vanderbilt University, and it opened to students in 1875. I didn't go to university, but I wanted others to have the opportunity to study. I also wanted to help the south of the USA, which lost the Civil War. After the war, life was very difficult for people in the south of the country, and I wanted to help them. When I died in 1877, I was the richest man in the USA, with a fortune of $100 million. I left most of my money to my son, Billy. I also left a lot of money to my wife and to my daughters. I didn't go to university, but I learned from my experiences in business. I learned how to make good decisions and to take risks. And I learned to take action at the right time. These are the things that all good business leaders must do.